You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Boom! What's going on, everyone? This is Steve Larson. Welcome back to Sales Funnel Radio. Today, I want to teach you guys about three very easy ways to create an offer.
I've spent the last 4 years learning from the most brilliant marketers today. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to take the plunge and build my million-dollar business. The real question is, how will I do it without VC funding or debt, completely from scratch? This podcast is here to give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I learn, apply, and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only today's best internet sales funnels. My name is Steve Larson, and welcome to Sales Funnel Radio.
My friends, very excited for you to be here today. I am actually taking from a presentation that I gave last week at Russell Brunson's Inner Circle. And if you don't know the way it works, somebody stands up and they teach something awesome to the group. And then they say, hey, I have some things I need help with. And the whole group sits back and they kind of analyze this person's business and where they need to go and gives, it's priceless, okay? It's amazing. You get advice from a lot of heavy hitters and they're all focused on you. And when the timer goes off, the next person gets up. And it's intense. It's like mentally, it's an exhausting thing. It's a lot of fun though. Anyways, so last week was Inner Circle for me and I went and I grabbed the presentation and I screen recorded it, okay? They stream it into our closed Facebook group. So I was like, that was really good. One of the things I want to teach you guys today is I want to teach you three simple ways to create an offer, okay? We all think that creating an offer means that we go and just add a whole bunch of products together. That is a way to do it and it's awesome, but there's also other ways to do it. I want to teach you guys some of those methods today. On top of that though, I think one of the things you guys will really find interesting from this is you guys will see what I actually do. And that is not an easy question to answer for a lot of entrepreneurs. What do you do, right? It's like the dreaded question when somebody comes and asks you, what do you do? And then you have to go and answer that question. Sometimes that sucks. I can answer that and I know exactly what I do. And sometimes the reason I'm bringing this up is because there are some things that, like I've said in the past, that you have to design and there's other things that you have to discover. Sometimes explaining what you do is something you have to discover. And that's been that case for me. It's not the case for everybody, but for me, it's been that way. And so I'm excited. You guys can watch for it. And it's a single sentence. I know exactly what I do. And I thought it'd be cool to share it with you. So you guys are going to see those three ways to create an offer. But then on top of that, what it is that I actually do for the marketplace and why we have so many people who reach out to us asking to be in our programs. I did chop out a certain piece of this that I don't want you all to know about yet. We have a product that we've been doing for a while now and we have a lot of people in it now, which is great. It's done quite well, made a lot of money for us, made a lot of money for the students. But I chopped that piece out and we'll keep that hush hush for just a little bit longer here while I finish a few things with it. And excited though that you guys can see the rest of this. So I did take that piece out. Anyway, so let's go dive right into this. We're gonna cut right over into the video. One of the most challenging things I have with what I do is a lot of people will say things like, Steven, that's really cool, but like, how does it work for me? Okay, and a lot of people ask that. Well, Steven, I'm in high ticket B2B sales that are multi-stage sales, right? Or multi-stage contracts, right? Steven, I'm in retail. Steven, I'm in this. And I think one of the things that'll be helpful for you is that you see these three ways to create an offer. You can use all of them together, which is very powerful, but you also can use just one or two or whatever. And what it'll do is add an immediate value to whatever you sell. And I think this will be helpful for you as you watch it. So let's talk about value creation and how that actually happens. Let's cut over.
All right. it's funny. The more I've learned in the last, this is my third Inner Circle meeting as a member. And I think those of you guys who have saw me on that first time, like I'm very different. And one of the things that I've been focusing on is showing up as my authentic self and being unapologetic about that. And it's been very fun to start to do that. And I've noticed when I can do that for customers and help them arrive, they do all kinds of stuff. That is literally what the One Funnel Away Challenge is meant to do. right? If I can get them to pull out, say, okay, I am an entrepreneur. I am this. I am a funnel builder. They'll suddenly go do stuff without me saying, just do the next step. Like the amount of forcing I have to do drops like crazy. I have been building my waffle and it is awesome. I have two content teams. I have a funnel team. I don't quite have the executive team yet, but it's been awesome to, I mean, stuff's getting done without me all the time. And so I know on the outside, a lot of people ask me like, Stephen, how are you doing all that you are? I'm not. My company is, right? And I'm building an actual asset. And that's been a really major big piece for me in the last 6 months. Major focus on that alone. Other cool things we've done, just, I don't know, I was like, just a kind of return report, say what's cool has been going on. We did a cool 7-day launch following what Russell did. And it was so good. It was awesome. It launched my event and opened the tickets anyways. And it was tons of fun. We had a 6-figure launch. It was fun, a lot of fun. I did my first $250,000 month last month. That was awesome. That was a cool one. And did 10 6-figure months in a row. So stuff's going good. We have 3,000 downloads a day on the podcast, which is so fun. I'm speaking at Carnegie Hall. How cool is that? That's going to be in with Martha Stewart and Dan Kennedy. What? So cool. September. Michael Gerber. They asked me. They're like, do you want to sell? I was like, yeah, I want to sell. They're like, no one else has said they want to sell. I was like, why would you say no to that? Of course I want to sell. So coming your way, Myron. Anyway, very excited about that. And my main product, Offer Lab, which there's not even a funnel behind it. It's already done $250,000 softly, just word of mouth. There's not even a funnel yet. And it's been really validating. So let us, what's up? We're going to. It's in the works. But it's been cool, though, because like that's the power of having a list and an audience and publishing. It brought in all this cash. Now we've built the product. We have fulfillment coaches. We have performance coaches. Where did I learn that? You know, we have all these. And I've been able to go in and build it out. And now we're ready for the masses. The fulfillment's there. Anyways, and I'm in this weird phase. I was talking to Alex Sharfman 2 days ago. And I was like, dude, I feel like I am always like just moving and changing. And he said, that's what an entrepreneur is. You just redevelop over and over and over again. So what's been weird is as I feel like I've been shifting and changing so fast, the weird part for me has been, well, what is my foundation then, you know, as a human being, as me? And that's, I think, what has allowed my true self to start coming out, and it's been really fun. So I'm allowing myself. In fact, I told Alyssa, my wife, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was like, I can feel another change coming on, and I'm kind of freaked out about it, but it's coming. They're always uncomfortable. I realize who I serve. I didn't know the answer to that question. I serve existing and new entrepreneurs inside ClickFunnels, and there's a few things about ClickFunnels in the last 6 months that have shown me it is a market, and I'm very excited about that because it's growing and maturing. And then I also can say what I do when someone says, what do you do? Like, I've never been able to answer that. I help people design and launch wildly lucrative offers. That's exactly what I do. And anyway, so I'm excited. That's just like ultimate ridiculous clarity. I think I would have been my own worst nightmare client like a year ago, because I couldn't answer those questions. You know, what do you want? Where are you moving? And so it's fun to be able to say that. So anyways, a little give here. I have been diving in. I call myself the capitalist pig. I better know about capitalism. So I've been going and learning about the origins of capitalism, Adam Smith, and I've been diving into a lot of history lessons and such. And Adam Smith was known at the time for disrupting a lot of things, not just capitalism itself. But there was this really weird belief on how value was created in European beliefs overall, 1700s, 1800s time. And what people believed was that the amount of time I spend on my product creating it equals the amount of value that it has. And Adam Smith was like, no, that's dumb. And he was the first one to really come in and start switching that idea. He said value is in the eyes of the beholder. Value is in the eyes of the person who's going to consume it. And funny enough, that was an idea that was majorly like, it was not a normal idea. And he came in and flopped that and said, no. And so from the offer guy, what I'm really doing is I'm helping people understand how value is created. So in order to do that, you have to understand the difference between these three. Okay, there's cost, which is what you pay to fulfill. There's prices, which they pay, right, to get it. And then value is also determined in their eyes. I used to have this major, major hangup. It was a huge false belief of my own. And I thought like, oh my gosh, would I buy my own product? And that would be how I decide price. Major problem. I wouldn't pay myself $35,000 to hang out with me for a day. I'm not that cool. But I'm not the one buying it, and lots do, right? They decide it. They choose the value, and I make things that are valuable in their eyes. And then obviously, so I have this thing called the problem planner. How many of you guys are in Two Comical Becks? Did you guys watch the Waffle event last week? Oh, my Lanta. You guys got to watch this. Really good. Super good. Yeah, Myron spoke too. Yeah. Well, your part was extremely good. Oh, thank you. Best I've ever seen. Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. So I've been on this mission to define an offer, and I can't say how many times, even just with Russell, you know, how many times I've heard him say, "Could we just define a funnel better? Like, how can we get a better definition? You know, how can we explain it?" So I'm trying to solve the same problem for offers, and I think I did. I was able to meet Dan Kennedy's ghostwriter. He was the guy who was in charge of all the writers at Dan.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, "Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off?" And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, "What do you mean?" He repeated the question and said, "Well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad." I said, "Wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent?" I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, "We've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all." My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
In Kennedy's place and ended up writing, was that Magnetic Marketing, that book? He's the one who wrote it. And he and I have been emailing back and forth. Well, he's got his own book. His name's Jack Turk, by the way. Don't steal him. I'm still convincing him to write my own. But it's an awesome book. And in that book, he says, that's literally the quote from it, "Offer equals core product plus value add." I was like, that's such a good way to define what an offer actually is. Because people ask me all the time, "Well, what's the difference between a product and an offer, Steven?" I'm like, "Well, an offer is a collection of products." That's a method, right? Really, when you get down to it, a core product plus value add, that's what an offer is. ClickFunnels, core product plus value add, a whole bunch of other stuff that helps you use it better. Okay. So I've been geeking out hard on ways to create offers under that formula. Okay, so how can I take a product and move it into an offer? So I have to take core product, ClickFunnels, like I was just saying. The method that we're all used to creating offers with is by adding more products in our stack slide. That's a method though, okay? And it's a great method. We go in and we add product. And it's the thing that adds a lot of natural value to what we're selling. And now they're like, "Well, of course I'd pay a grand or two for funnel hacks." Does that make sense? Super powerful principle to understand. There's other ways though. How many of you guys have seen the fake book story? You see that? Anyone bought it because of that?
I almost did. I was so mad when you said it wasn't right.
I made so many people mad from that. The funny thing is that Michael Porter's like a huge deal. You know, he's like a scholar and PhD. And so one day I think I'll, anyway, should actually do what that offer is sometime. But you think about this, what's interesting is I take his product, which I never read that book, still haven't, and I sell it. Before I get to the stack, every time I've told that story now, which is about 8 times in front of live audiences, every time I tell it, people have it in their shopping cart and a lot have already bought it. So what added the value? What was the value add? Core product being the book, what was the value add? It's the story. It's the sales message. You can create an offer, right? And this is what's been helpful for a lot of people who are in retail, who are in B2B, who are in the multi-stage sales events, right? When they're the category, it's the fringes of ClickFunnels users. In order for them to create a product or an offer, some of them already have the product and they're like, I'm not going to go create all these things in my stack. All right, how many of you ever thought that, right? You have to raise your hand, but a lot of you are nodding. I'll just tell you all, you're all nodding, okay? Right, you're like, I got to go create all that stuff inside of my offer to make an offer, all those products, right? That is a method, and it's a fantastic method, but one of the ways to do it is just have it a really, really amazing story. Reed, I was geeking out hard when you dropped that out. I was like, oh my gosh, I've been finding the same thing. Anyway, the other way to go do it is comes from Claude Hopkins, actually. Claude Hopkins, I was turned to him by you, actually. Claude has this really interesting quote. And this quote, just watch this. I actually learned this first from Tim Ferriss from the 4-Hour Workweek. He takes t-shirts and he says, if these aren't the most comfortable t-shirts you've ever worn in your life, I'll give you the shirt back plus twice your money. Anyone remember that case study in his book? Whoa, that just increased value. There's no additional products. There's no additional sales message. What did it? The guarantee. Case in point with Claude Hopkins, he said, and it's kind of small, but he says, two men came to me, each offering me a horse. Both made equal claims. They were good horses, kind and gentle. A child could drive them. One man said, try the horse for a week. If my claims are not true, come back for your money. All right, so it's a 30-day guarantee or a 7-day guarantee, basically. And then he says, the other man also said, try the horse for a week, but then he added, come and pay me then. I naturally took the second horse. Right? Is that interesting? He goes, he flips it. That's all he does. Flip the guarantee on the back, and it creates an offer out of the very same product. Horse, horse. What's the difference? Why was there a natural value add? I naturally took the second man's horse. Natural value add because a guarantee is all the thing that was switched. And I'm going in, and I know there's more ways to do it, but I've been diving in deeply onto this concept of what creates offers and what are some of the easiest ways to go get them out in everyone's business. And it's been really powerful to do this. And as I've been focusing pretty hard on this, especially for the last year, I had this, I'm going to go really fast, so I really got a big question. I had a big question arise in me. I was mowing the lawn, and... I don't know why. So I was listening to ebooks and audiobooks and such, and I had this realization like, oh my gosh, I am where I am because of talent, not positioning. Anyone ever realize that about yourself? It's freaky.
What do you mean by positioning?
Let me keep going here. Okay. But there are people who are making a lot of money because of positioning only and not talent. Okay? Hopefully, I don't know if that closed it. But that's what I realized. Like, oh my gosh, I said it out loud. I was mowing the lawn. I was like, oh, I am where I am because of talent, not positioning. There are people who are way like worse, right? They're super bad, making way more money. And after I got over being pissed, okay, I was finally like, but what's the lesson? Okay, oh my gosh, look how they position themselves in relation to the market. So this is the goal. What I do is I teach people, and existing companies are the ones that love this the most. I've been traveling a lot doing this for companies. I help them understand what their market is. Most people can't even define what that means, much less choose one. So I help them understand what their market is and their relationship to all the other markets that are out there. Not all markets are red. Not all markets are ready for a blue, right? There are signals that I've gone in, it's patterns all over the place. I feel like it's a beautiful mind. Oh my gosh, are y'all here? And what I've realized is like, oh my gosh, like the path on this is so clear. If I just help people understand what market they actually sell into, who their dream customer is in there, so I'm not trying to sell everybody, there's a dream customer, understand the core problem I'm trying to solve and dedicate my whole business to it, it's pretty simple. And the first time I learned this was when I was building funnels for a company in Florida, pre-ClickFunnels days for me, with ClickFunnels though. And I was like, oh my gosh, this company that I'm building funnels for, they had an amazing product. Their product was beautiful, it was incredible. They were known as in the top of their industry. as I started working with them, it was the most garbage, jacked up company I've ever seen in my life. No processes, no systems behind it, no support, no salesmen who were like, it was jacked up. That company was surviving strictly because they had a good product. There was not a business. And I was like, phew, huge difference between business and product. And I was like, oh, huge difference between business and funnel. And then, and it just kept going and going from there. And I realized, okay, that is really what I do. I help people create the middle of their value ladder and create the launch campaign that puts it into orbit, the evergreen campaign that keeps it there, okay, and then whatever goes on top and the bottom. And it's been a lot of fun doing it. So what I do is I've been going back through and realizing, like, holy crap, there are, like, I just showed you just very briefly the offer creation ways to create value, right? You could do it through the you can do it through guarantee. You can do it through, lots of products that I've just shown you there. But there's ways all over the place to do that. I can do it by identifying a core problem that there's already existing. I don't need to create the problem. I can do it through identifying just a clearer who in the market that I serve. You can do it inside of the way you launch. How many of you guys know that there's someone who's like way worse than you are, but they're making more money than you do? Pisses me off, right? I'm like, that is not right. And one of the reasons why is I'm diving so heavily into what a campaign is. It's not ads. Ads can be part of it, but there's two different styles of campaigns. And I'm like, and I've been making huge lists of the major launch campaigns I've seen and the evergreen campaigns that I've seen. And there's major ways, like, that's how they're making more money than you. That's how they make more money than I am. They just make more noise. I'm a marketer, I'm a professional noisemaker. And they just know how to do it more. And that's what, anyways. So, is that cool?
This is so brilliant.
Yeah? I spent 3 hours like trying. I could not. Oh, I woke up at 5 and I was on stage in my dream. And I was like, I can't sleep anymore. Okay. Is that helpful though?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Oh yeah, wasn't that awesome? Hey, just real quick. A few months ago, Russell asked me to write a chapter for a secret project he was doing. And I had to write a chapter for a book, and this was the prompt. This was the letter I got from him. He said, hey, Steven, let me ask you a quick question. You suddenly lose all your money, along with your name and your reputation, and only have your marketing know-how left. You have bills piled high and people harassing you for money over the phone. Plus, you have a guaranteed roof over your head, a phone line, an internet connection, and a ClickFunnels account for only 1 month. You no longer have your big guru name, your following, your JV partners. Other than your vast marketing experience, you're an unknown newbie. What would you do from day 1 to day 30 to save yourself? Russell Brunson. Hey, if you want to see my answer and a bunch of other marketers that also had answered that in this amazing book and summit, just go to 30days.com/Steven. Again, you can see the entire summit, you can see the book, you can see what we wrote in there, and each of our detailed plans, just go to 30days.com/Steven. That's 30 as in 30, 30days.com/Steven, STEPHEN. Guys, enjoy.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.